Today's daf is Tmura daf Lamed Dalet, and we are at the Mishnah on the bottom of daf Lamed Gimel Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shleima for Shlomo Ben Tzara Aliza. So the Mishnah on daf Lamed Beis mentioned the halacha that if Kodshe Mizbeach dies, the halacha is it's Ta'an Kfura. So the Mishnah is going to digress and is going to discuss other things that require Kfura. So the Mishnah, the Elohein HaNikbarin, the following are a list of things that are asur bahana, that's important. They are asur bahana, and as a result, you have to bury them. Meaning, if something's asur bahana, you can't benefit from it. And if you're going to allow it to just lie around, it's possible that you will benefit from it. So it's for that reason, the halacha is that there are certain things, because of their status of this or another, they need to be buried. The Mishnah is going to give us the list. Kachin, shehi pila yikavru. If an animal of kachin miscarries a child, so this fetus was born, it's not alive, the halacha is, you have to bury it. He pila shilya tikavru. If the shilya, that's the sack that the animal's in, comes out, there too you need to bury it. And the reason is because the shilya itself is not asa bahana. But the assumption is, ain't shilya b'loi vlad, so we're worried about the vlad that may be in the shilya, the vlad. Vlad is asur bahana, thus the Vlad requires kfura. Sharanisko is asur bahana, it needs kfura. Egla arufa, they used to bury the egla arufa. Vitzipoire mitzayra. The mitzayra used to bring two tzipoirim as part of his taira process. One of them was sent away, the other one had to be buried. Viseyar nazir, the hear of the nazir. Upetach hamar, and a petach hamar. So a hamar is the only non-kosher animal that has kedushas bachar. What are you supposed to do? You're supposed to be poyde. You don't give the chamar to the kohen. You're supposed to instead be poyde the chamar with a seh, and you're supposed to give a seh to the kohen. But the Torah says, v'im lo sifta, there is a plan B. There's the proverbial chalitza to yibum. That's what you have arifa to pidyon, as it relates to the chamar, where the halacha is, you're supposed to behead the chamar. What do you do with the chamar after you did that arifa? It's supposed to be buried. Ubasa v'chalav. Basav v'chalav is asa b'hanah. It says three times in the Torah, le'i sevashu li'i b'chali avim. One to tell me that it's asa b'achilo, one to tell me that it's asa b'hanah, and the third time to tell me that there's an iser bishl, the pshuta ishal mikra. But either way, it's asa b'hanah. Being that it's asa b'hanah, you have to bury it. The chulun shenishchudu ba'azar, chulun ba'azar is also asa b'hanah. Reb Shimon Emir, Reb Shimon says, chulun shenishchudu ba'azar, yes, you're not supposed to burn it. You're not supposed to bury it, rather you're supposed to burn it. Chay shenishchudu ba'azar. Reb Shimon said the same is true for a chay shenishchudu ba'azar. There too, the halacha is not kfura, the halacha is sreifa. Either way, so the Mishnah gave a list of things that are asa b'ana, because of the fact that they're asa b'ana, they need to be buried. The Elohein HaNisrafa. Now the Mishnah is going to give a different list. This is another list of things that are asa b'ana, but whereas the previous list, the halacha was kfura, over here the halacha is sreifa. Zok the Mishnah, chometz b'pesach. Somebody finds chometz on Pesach, that's a bad thing, but what do you do with it now? So the halacha is sreifa. Yisare, the truma tmeya requires sreifa, ha'orla, v'kilei akerem, orla and kilei akerem. They too, says the Mishnah, eshedarkim lisreif yisreif, v'eshedarkim liyikaver yikaver. So that depends. Sometimes it's going to be sreifa, sometimes it's going to be kfura. What does it depend on? If the derech is to burn this thing, the Gemara will explain, then sreifa. If the derech is to bury it, then it's going to be kfura. Even though we said that truma tmeya, the halacha is reifa, it's not because it's asa b'ana. So even though it's mentioned in a Mishnah together with a bunch of things that are asa b'ana, that's actually not asa b'ana. In fact, umadlikim the pas of b'shemesh al truma, a kohen l'katchila is allowed to take his pas of truma tmeya or a shemet of truma tmeya. He can make a fire with it and he could benefit from it. Even though there's a din sreifa, but it's not related to an iser hana. Kol hakachim shenish luchutz zman v'chutzim kaimon hare elu yisrefu. If you have a carbon, that's possible. It's possible not because you actually did the shechita chutz l'zmani chutz l'mkayim, but you did it with a machshava of chutz l'zmani chutz l'mkayim. In other words, a carbon, a pigle. The halacha there too is that it requires sreifa. Asham tali. What happens if somebody was mafish and asham tali, and then afterwards he realized that he doesn't need asham tali? So when do you bring asham tali? When you have a sofik, if you have to bring a carbon chatos, you bring an asham tali. So somebody was mafish an asham tali, and then more information developed, and now he knows he doesn't have to bring it anymore. So what do you do with the carbon? You sarif. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, you cover. No, you're supposed to bury it. Chatos ha'oif ha'bal ha'safik. A chatos ha'oif that's being born on a safik. So an example of that would be a yoledes, who couldn't afford to bring a regular chatos. So instead she's going to bring a chatos ha'oif. What happens if she has a safik if she had to bring the chatos ha'oif? Let's say it was a safik if this child that was born was really a child. Right? There's different halachas where maybe a ledus doesn't have to bring a carbon. So she's bringing a chatos ha'if now, but it's only misafik. So what do you do with the chatos? Ordinarily, what do you do with a chatos ha'if? you eat it. It's kulei nechal. It's the antithesis of the oila. The oila is kulei kolo. The chatas oif was kulei nechal. So what do you do if you have a sofi chatas oif? So it's a big deal. Eat it. Why can't you eat it? Because it's nevela. Because how do you kill the chatas oif? You do it with malika. So if there's a din to bring the chatas oif, so then the malika is mitzvasei v'kach, it's machsherit b'achila. But what if really you didn't have to bring the chatas oif? So then you can't eat it, because then it's real nevela, because it never had a proper shchita. So therefore, misafik, you bring it, but at the same time, misafik, you cannot eat it. So what do you do? Tisar. Rav Yehuda says, yatulan l'am. No, what you're supposed to do with the chatas oif is different. You're supposed to chop it up. You're supposed to put it in the amma. That was the stream that went through the Beis HaMikdash that eventually led to Nachal Kidron. That's where the chatas oif is supposed to go. So apparently, the chatas oif, because it was so small and the basar is so soft, it was able to flow out of the Beis HaMikdash with this amma that went into Nachal Kidron. The other things, it wasn't practical, and that's why you don't have that halacha. Kol ha-nikbarim, says the Mishnah, lo yisrafu. V'chol ha-nisrafim, lo yikbaru. So the Mishnah, we gave two lists. A Mishnah of Elohein ha-nikbarim, and a list of Elohein ha-nisrafim. It's not the same list. They're both based on the same premise, Yisuri Ana. So can I mix and match? Sok the Mishnah, no. Kol ha-nikbarim la-yisrafu, v'chol ha-nisrafim la-yikbru. These lists are li-yikuvim. You don't remember the argus. He says, what's the hachmar latzmai, lisrafu, it's ha-nikbarim, rashad. No, he says, if you want to be machmar and do tzreifa, you can. Amrulay, they told him, no, any mutul l'shanis. Why would tzreifa be a chumra? Obvious. Kfura, it still exists. You're just putting it in the ground. Tzreifa, you're completely destroying it. So if you would held that tzreifa is a chumra, it's a chumra that is required with the Elohim on the It's not required with the Elohein HaNikbarim, but if you want to be machmer, tavay olav bracha. It's something that you're absolutely allowed to do. Chavim said, no, it's li'ikuva to do kfura for the Nikbarim and not to do sreif. Again, the Gemara will explain everything. Zok the Gemara. Sarah knows he covered. Then the list of things that are asabah no, and as a result required kfura, the Mishnah mentioned the hero of Anazah. Zok the Gemara. Ramayle tavi l'Rav Nachman. Tavi asked a question to Rav Nachman. This is obviously not Tavi, who was Avdosh Rabbi Gamliel, because Rav Nachman lived hundreds of years later. But either way, Rami lay Tavi to Rav Nachman. Tan Sarha Nazir, Yikover, the hero of a Nazir requires Kfura. As I say in the Mishnah, I'll ask you a kasha from a Mishnah Masechtas Arlo, Oireg, Molei Hasit, Mitzemer, Bechar Bebeged. If somebody sows Tzemer of a Bechar, which is Asa Bahana, into a Beged, how much did he sow? He sowed a Molei Hasit. That's the distance between your thumb and the finger next to it. The halacha is idolik about. You have to burn the entire beged. The entire beged becomes asa b'hano. Misar ha-nazir u'petach hamar b'sak. What if you took the hair of a nazir or the hair of a petach hamar, which is also asa b'hano, and you sewed it into a sack? The halacha is idolik asak. You have to burn the sack. What's the kasha? The kasha is yavam furish astir. Our Mishnah said, sar ha-nazir yikover. Freik tovi to Rav Nachman. It's a mafurish Mishnah Masech Tesarla. It says just the opposite. If you take the sar of a nazir and you weave it into a sack, the halacha is yidolik, you have to burn it. Now, incidentally, the kasha is not only from Sar HaNazir, the kasha is from Petach Hamar as well, because Petach Hamar was also mentioned in our Mishnah in the first list, in the Elohein HaNikbarim, and here it says Mefurish, that the Sar of the Petach Hamar has the same halacha of yidolik. Amalei. So Rav Nachman told Tavi, Kam Benazir, Tamei, Kam Benazir Tahar. Maybe it's talking about two different types of Nazirs. There's a Nazir Tahar, and then there's the Nazir Tameh. The Nazir Tameh, when he completes his Nazirus, the Tumah, he too had to be Vigilach Es Sa'aray. So it could be both hears are Aser Bahana, but in terms of what you do with it, maybe it's different. Maybe by one, the Loch is Kfura, by the other one is Sreifa. It's not a Stira. Amalei told him, Shanisa Nazir HaNazir, Petach Mar, Petach Mar Kasha. Right, you answered one of the Kashas, but what about the other Kasha? Meaning your Teretz is not going to work, because it's only going to work to answer the Stira in Sar HaNazir, but it's not going to answer the Stira as it relates to Petach Mar. So the Gemara says, Ishtik V'leyom Levelei Midi. Tavi stumped, so to speak, Rav Nachman. Rachman didn't have an answer. Amalei. So Rav Nachman told Tavi, Midi Shmi L'Chabaha, maybe you have something to say on the matter. Amalei, so he told him, yeah, Hachi, I'm Rav Sheshes. I did. I'll tell you what I heard from Rav Sheshes. He said, Kam Besak, Kam Besak. The Mishnah is talking about where it was the hir of Anaza, the hir of the Petach Hamar. There the halacha is Kfura. But once it's in a sack already, it was weaved into something bigger, at that point the halacha is Reifa. And the reason is, because if you bury hir in the ground, it's going to disintegrate, it's going to be gone before you know it. But a beged is going to take longer. The whole yisoid of Yisuri Ana, of either burning it or burying it, is because we just want to get it. We want to get rid of it. We don't want it around. We don't want it to be a mikshel for someone. So he would, right, we want to make sure no one has anah from it. So he says they hear itself that it's maspik to bury it. But once it's in a sackcloth, it's going to be different. Zok the Gemara itmar nami. That what Rav Sheshes said is really mefurish already in the Tanah. Om Rav Yisrael Chanino, kan besak, kan besak. Rabbi Lozo, Eimer. Rabbi Elazar said, or Rabbi Nachman said, Benazir Tar, and Kan, Benazir Tamei. Either way, the two terutzim, Rabbi Nachman's teretz, to answer the stira between Sar Nazir and Sar Nazir, and what Tavi said over in the name of Rabbi Sheshes, to answer the stira of both Sar Nazir, Sar Nazir, and Petach Amar were both mentioned in a Mefurish Abayser by Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, and by Rabbi Elazar, respectively. Fakting Marakasha, Amalez, Rav Tovi continued with Rav Nachman. And he asked, this is the great Rav Nachman. So he asked Rav Nachman, Li Batel Sak, but Ruba, I don't understand this whole halacha. The Sar of a Nazar was weaved into a sack. The Sar of a Petach Amar was weaved into it. The whole sack becomes Aser. What happened to Bittel Barayv? Obviously, Rav of it, right? Sounds like there's a here in a sack. The sack is for sure the roiv. The hair is for sure the mute. So, why don't you say bittel b'roiv? Amar papa. So, our papa said b'tzi parta. Maybe we're talking about, although the hair was only a hair and it was a dover mu'it, but maybe it was part of a chashev part of the beged. So, they weave the picture of a tzipar onto this sack. Being that it's part of a chashev part of the sack, maybe it's not bottle. Dover chashev is not bottle. We find it in many different contexts. So the point is that maybe because it's a davar chashav, davar shebeminyan, chatichayru l'schabed, so because of the davar amaymet, the chashiva shabay, maybe is the reason that it's not bottle. But the Gemara says, tzipurta, if that's the case, then I really don't understand the Mishnah. Lish lufena, then just remove it. It sounds like you're burning the bag because only you can do it. Why can't you just remove it? So I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yirmiyah was there, and Rabbi Yirmiyah said, ha mani Rabbi Yehudi, I think the Mishnah is going to Rabbi Yehudi. The Amar who said, imratza lahachmar alatzmoy, listroi thesanik varim rasha. It's going according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, who said that you don't, even if you don't want to burn it, but if you choose to burn it, you could burn it. I'm Aleh, so what does that have to do with the Kasha? So he asked him, I'm asking you a Kasha on the Mishnah Masechtos Arla, where the Mishnah says that if you have a here of Yisuriyana, it's now Nisarev in a larger baguette. So the halacha is you have to burn the whole baguette. What's the Kasha? Let it be bottle but right. You're going to tell me, because it's part of the picture, it's too chashev for it to be bottle. Okay, so remove the picture. You tell me Rabbi Yehuda? Was Rabbi Yehuda have to do with anything? That mukman slok Rabbi Yehuda says, oh, he came here. Rabbi Yehuda said, the Hebrew didn't understand what I was saying. I was going back to the original question. I agree with the kasha. I think it's a wonderful kasha on the Mishnah Narla. In Efshalish Lefinu Mutav. No problem. Vimla, but as it relates to otherwise, Ukmek Reb Yehuda, the Amar, Ratzel, Hachma, Latzmoy, Lishroi, Vesanik, Bar, Rashoi. Just simply put, Rabbi Yehuda was really doing was answering the original kasha. The original kasha was that why is halacha sreifa? Why do you have to do sreifa? You could bury. There's other things you could do with it. Why do you have to do sreifa? He just said that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that even when there's a din of kfura, if you want to do sreifa, you could do sreifa. No, what was the original kasha? Our Mishnah says elo heinan kbar, and it mentioned the Mishnah sar nazar and petach hamar. Then you have a Mishnah masechtos arla that discusses sar nazar petach hamar that's weaved into a sack. You have to burn the whole sack. Why sreifa? Kfur and sreifa, we know, is not the same thing. The teretz is Rabbi Yehuda. It's talking about the same thing. And really, you don't have to do sreifa. But the Mishnah going to Rabbi Yehuda that if you want to do sreifa, it's an option. It's something that you could do. I mean, the chum, you can't do sreifa with halachas kfura. Hamani Rabbi Yehudi, where you could do sreifa. So how many terutzim do we have to the original question? We have three terutzim. Again, we had a stira, star nazar, petach amar. We had Rav Nachman's teretz, which we saw was also Rav Elazar's teretz. As it relates to the stira and star nazar, maybe one's talking about a nazar tar, one's talking about a nazar tamei. One is amongst the nekvarim, the other one is amongst the nesrafim. As it relates to the second teretz, we had Tavi's teretz, B'Shem Rav Sheshes, which we saw was also Rav Yossi, Rav Chanina's teretz. It could be there's a chiluk between the here itself and when it's weaved into a beged. When it's a here, then you can bury it. When it's part of a beged, then the halacha is reifa. Alternatively, a third teretz would be Hamani Rav Yehudei. The ikur din is kfura. That's why it's in our Mishnah. As amongst the Elohein Anakbarim, as it relates to the Mishnah Masechta Sarla, that's if you want to, and we're going according to Rav Yehudei. The Mishnah said the Elohein Anasrafin. First one mentioned was chametz on Pesach. Chametz on Pesach requires sreifa. Now, does everybody hold that when you get rid of chametz, you have to do sreifa? The answer is no. Amamar chametz be Pesach yisareif sasam lantana kereb Yehuda da amar ein bir chametz ala sreifa. It's a little chiddish in the Mishnah because the Mishnah mentions Rabbi Yehuda, who argues with the Stam Mishnah. But as it relates to this halacha of chametz be Pesach besreifa, this is one of the big sugyas of Masechtas Psachim. Either way, Rabbi Yehuda shitas ain't bir chametz ela besreifa. You can't throw it into the Yam HaMelech. No, you have to burn it. You have to physically burn it. You learned it from Noiser. Just like Noiser is a din sreifa, as Noiser so to chametz is a din sreifa. Clearly, the Stam Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Truma Tmeya va'arlo. So the Mishnah said that Truma Tmeya the halacha is also sreifa, and then it said as it relates to arlo and kilei hakerem, eshadarkin listri v'yisroi, eshadarkin l'kavi yukavi. What does that mean? Hakeitzad, oichlin b'sreif, mashkin b'kfura. Oichlin, you burn, that's the derech, and mashkin kfura, that's the derech. Chatos ha'oif, we have a safik now, if you have to bring the chatos ha'oif, you can't eat it, because it had malika on the tzad, that it's not a real chatos ha'oif, it's nevela. So what do you do with it? So the Mishnah said that you're supposed to do sreifa. Rabbi Yehuda argued, Rabbi Yehuda said, hid is a different etza. You just put it into the stream that's going to lead out to Nachal Kidron, and you dispose of it that way. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, chatos ha'oif, a safik, yatilenu la'amo, umenatcha ever, you cut it up into pieces, vizorkon la'amo, you throw it into the amo, umiskalgeles, v'hoileches l'nachal kidron, you let it do its thing, it's going to end up in the nachal kidron. Mishnah said, kol ha'nikbarim lo yisrafu. If you don't argue, if you just said, ratzal ha'achma l'atzmai lisraif es ha'nikbarim, Rasha, it's okay, my time, what's pshat chachamim? Why do the chachamim hold that if you want to do sreif to something that only requires kfur, you're not allowed to do it? You would think, tabli olav brach, sreif is better. You're destroying it, so shouldn't that be better? Zemar says, no. You know why? Mishum d'nikbarim afron aser, v'nisrafin afron muter. It's very precise why the nikvarim are the nikvarim and the nisrafim are the nisrafim. Because after you burn something, it's not completely. As much as it's gone, it's not gone. You're going to have the ashes. Could I have anah from the ashes? The nisrafim, I could have anah from the ashes. That's why you're allowed to burn it. And you're not worried about the ashes lying around, because I could have anah from the ashes. There's no michshol that's going to come from the ashes, because it's okay to have anah from the ashes. Whereas the nikvarim, over there, I'm not allowed to have anah from the ashes. That's precisely why I can't burn it. I have to bury it. Why am I burying it? I shouldn't have anah. So what are you telling me? Burn it. But the ashes I'm going to have anah from. So the nikvarim are afron aser gishmak. The nisrafim are afron muter. And it's bedikto gadol that you have two lists. You have a list of nikbarim and you have a list of nisrop. But the Gemara says, is that true? V'nikbarim afron aser, but I'm going to the Braisa. Dam hanido, u'basar hames, shenifrechu, tohoirim. Dam hanido and basar hames, that were, they dried up and then they were, they turned into offer. The point is, the loch is their tar. My lav, tohoirim mutar, doesn't sound like their tar, and they're also mutar. Now, basar hames is nikbarim, right? What happens to a person after he passes away? He's buried. So obviously, a human being is nikbarim. And still it says that if it was nifrechu, so tohoirin, there's no tumas meis. And it sounds like, says the Gemara, doesn't sound mefurish, my lav tohoirin umutarim, you see that there is no iser hana on the proverbial ashes. In this case, it's more like offer. But there's no iser hana on the proverbial ashes of a mace, even though it's nikbarim. So you see, nikbarim is afrim muter. The Gemara says, loy, tahoyrim vasurim. It's a false assumption. The Mishnah wasn't discussing whether or not it's going to be muter or asabana. It's discussing whether it's going to be tami tumas mace. Nam nid is usually tami tumas mace. Basra mace is usually tami tumas mace. In that instance, it's not tami tumas mace anymore. It relates to being asabana. It's always asabana. That's precisely the halach. So, as it relates to being asabana, it's still going to be asabana. That's why you can't burn it. That's why you have to bury it. Masav rab pinchos, oilosav shenes matzadama, murasa, then oitzashala, yatsumi de mi'ilo. The halach is at the oilosav. So it didn't have a conventional zrika. What they do with the oilosav, they used to do mitzoy. You would put it against the mizbeach, and the dam of the oil sa'if would come out. Now, the halacha is that after you did mitzvah, the mura and the noitza didn't have a halacha of mila. The halacha is it's nasis mitzvah, and at that point, you can't be mo'il anymore. It sounds like it's yasim de'mi ila, and it's going to be mutar. Now, what did they do? What did they do with the mura and the noitza of the oila saif? They used to throw it onto the makom hadeshen. And the Gemara assumes that that's like a kfura. So you see it's a kfura, and there's no mi'ila. No mi'ila sounds like it's mutar ba'anah. So if it's mutar ba'anah, so you see the nikvarim are mutar ba'anah. The Gemara says, lo yotzim de mi'ila. There's no mi'ila. But vasurin, you find that sometimes. Lo yinanim v'lo yimayla. Even though there's no mi'ila, but at the same time, there's still an isra anah. Says the Gemara, fakert. V'nisrafim de hektish afron mutar. So we said the nikvarim are all afron aser. The nisrafim are all afron mutar. That's why it's okay. Now, amongst the Nisrafin was hektish. Kachem Psuim, for example, the Pasuk, the Torah says Reifa, right? The part of my Nisrafin. But the point is those were not Psuim. But there is a concept of Kachem Psuim of Reifa. So Nisrafin includes in that Kachem Psuim. Faith to Gemara, is that true? Is Ephraim Mutter? Doesn't stem with this rule. But Tanya, it's before Shabbat, it's called Nisrafin Ephraim Mutter. Chut mi Efer shal Ashera, the Efer the hektish, which is Lo Oilam Asur. Now, the Gemara says, parenthetically, if you're going to mention two things that are Aser, so why don't you put them together? Together, chutz mi efer ashera, the efer the hektish, which is lo'olam aser. Says the Gemara, it's a funny lashon. Umi arav hutul ka'arav luvatani lumi shum, because they're not the same thing. The ashera yesh lebetel avodas kichavim. Ashera is avodas zara, and as a result, a guy could be mevatel avodas zara. Hektish ain't lebetel olamas. You can't be mevatel hektish, obviously. That's why it's not mentioned together. But that's parenthetically. What do we want? Ketani miya, Efer Hekdesh, Loi Lamasa. So you see clearly that the Efer of Hekdesh is also. We had a rule. Didn't we say that the Nesrothim, the reason you can burn it, and not be worried that someone would have enough from the Efer, you don't have to bury it, get it away, is because that Efer is going to be mutter. What do you mean? It's a mefurish abraisa. Kol an itzrof, and it's true afro mutter, but not all. Chutz mi efer ashera and efer de hektish, which is la oila maser, and amongst the nisrofim is hektish. So the gemara amar rami bar chama going the nafla the lake of atzei hektish meilel to lehavi inish the limol the lefik afram lechulin. You have to say that there's a chilik between hektish that's possible and hektish that's not possible. Hektish that's possible, over there, there's a halacha that it's going to be mutabana. Hektish that's not possible is going to be asabana. The only time hektish that's not possible would be mutabana is if somebody did me'ila and he was mile from it, in that case it would become mutabana. But the point is that when we say the nisrofen is afromutter, that's kachem, that's possible. There at that point, Sreifa, and the Efer is going to be mutter, even the Efer of Kachin. This Braisa that says the Efer, the Hektish, is what Eilam Asr is talking about where it wasn't possible. Something just happened to it, but it never became possible. And it was never a Me'il either. So there was nothing to make it mutter b'anor. Rav Shmaya Amar, Shmaya said, Ki Tanya Hamas Nisa Betrumas Hadeshen Tanya. Ordinarily, Kachin, dead on the srofin, afram mutin, that's when you have to bury it, that's why it's okay. But we're talking specifically, the braisa that says, kachim is leila maser, we mean the trumas hadeshen. Right? The trumas hadeshen was deshen, it was ashes. But at the same time, there was a special mitzvah, it was the first avoidah that the kohen did every morning. They would take from the trumas hadeshen, v'somo yetzel ha-mizbeach. So there was a special din, a mitzvah, an avoidah that was done with the efer after it was already burned. Those ashes, being that they still have a mitzvah, there's a hemshech, that's the efer that's aser. It's the ashes that would become the trumas hadeshen. The oilam aser, the tanya we learned in a braisa. It says regarding the trumas hadeshen, v'somay eitz al hamizbeach. The whole pasuk is v'hirim es hadeshen ha-shatoich alu eishas ha-oil al hamizbeach, v'somay eitz al hamizbeach. We learn from there, v'somay benachas, do it nicely, right? Even though so many things in the Beis HaMikdash were thrown, right? We're throwing things a lot. But no, this is v'samay benachas, v'samay kuloy, all of it, v'samay shalai yafazer, but the point is v'samay, we just mean the pshut ha-shamik, you have to leave it there, you have to burn it there, I mean, you have to bury it there. So there was some element of kfuros, and a way you look at it as the nekfarim, or, but there's different ways you can, but the point is the point is Shumas HaDash is different, and on that note, Hadron Aloch, Yesh bekotche mizbeach u'slikala mesachtes tmura. So just to be messiah mesachtes tmura with one machshava, and that is that when we learned mesachtes eruchin, we mentioned that the mafarshim discuss the smichos between the beginning of parashas bechukaisai and the very first part of the end of Parshas Bechukaisai. Parshas Bechukaisai starts with Rashi, Shetu Amel Matayra, and then you have the Brachas and the Klolas. You have the Parsha of the Toichacha, right after the Toichacha, Vayidabre Hashem Moshe Leimar, Dabre al B'nei Yisrael V'yomarto Aleim, Ish Ki Yafli Neder Be'erkecha Nefashes L'Hashem. And you have the Mitzvah of Erechim, and the Balaturim, and the Kleyokar, they all say different machshavas and different pshatim to explain why the Torah mentioned right after the Toichacha, the parsha of Erechin. The Kleyoker says that we know Chazal say that even though a person is usually not supposed to make a neder, but at the same time we learn from Yaakov Avinu, who was Vayider Yaakov Neder Lemer. Yaakov Avinu made a neder at the beginning of Parashas Vayetze, and he told Hashem that if you're going to protect me, Kol Hashatitein Li Aser Asrenu Lach V'Shafti V'Sholma Beizavi. It's Yaakov Avinu's neder at the beginning of Parashas Vayetze, and the Gemara says a Chulin Daf Beiz and in other places. Mikan, we learn from there Shenoidrim Be'Eis Tzara, that when a person's in an Eis Tzara, there's an idea for a person to make a neder. So says the Kleyoker, that you know what the takeaway is, you know what the smichos is, fana toichacha, noch the toichacha erichin. Then when a person is in an Esar, he should make a Kabbalah, an Erichin, he should take upon himself some sort of neder. Baal Turim says a different machshava, tvarim atikin. Why the smichos? Why right after the toichacha parashas bechukaisai, the next parasha is the parasha of Erichin? What's the next parasha right after the parasha of Erichin? the parsha of Tmura, the behema sheyakrivu mimenu karben Lashem, koy lashe yite mimenu Lashem, yeh koy shlo yachliv enav lo yomer hoysay toy berai rabbe toy vim homer yomer behemu behema vahoyu hu utmurasa yeh koydish. The very next parsha is the parsha of Tmura. Not just that, the Torah within a very short proximity is not just going to mention the mitzvah of Tmura once; it actually mentions it a second time. Incidentally, I saw in the sefer Mishulchanoi shel Rabbi Yebarach, they put out recently. Torah from Rabbi Yebarach Finkel, the Rishiva in Mir, Zechet Tzadik Levrachas, he said that why did the Torah mention the parish of Tmura a second time? And why specifically by Maisa Behemoth? So the Gemara Darshan's halachas from it. But why specifically by Maisa Behemoth? He says very simple. Usually you have control over which animal you're going to make into a carbon. Right? You want an animal to be carbon. So you can think it through. So you go, you look at all your animals. I want this animal to be an oil. I want that one to be a chatas. You can control it. So because you can control it, it's not so shriach that afterwards you're going to have remorse and you're going to say, maybe I should have made it this animal. Right? The only way it would ever be negay is Vlad Kachem. Vlad Kachem is machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, if you even have Tmura by Vlad Kachem. Ordinarily, you had the ability to decide which animal should be kachim, and as a result, it's not so shchiach that later you're going to come to a tmura. The only kachim where it's very, very shchiach is ma'aseh behema, because ma'aseh behema asiri yekodesh. And Chazal said, you're not allowed to manipulate it, you're not allowed to try to make this one be the tenth one, that one be the tenth one. Asiri yekodesh, it happens by itself. Zok the Torah, derech hapshah, beautiful. That's why the Torah chazes over the parish of tmura by ma'aseh behema, because we need a special chizuk for the mitzvah of tmura. But either way, in the end of parashas Bukhukai, right after the parashah of Erechim, you don't have the mitzvah of tmura once, you have the mitzvah of tmura twice. Could be there's a tremendous machshava. Behechtim, a gemara in Mesechtes Gittin, Daf Nun Zayin Amid Beis, a gemara right in the middle of the sugya of Kamsa Bar Kamsa. Rabbi Yehuda told the following story. He told a story about a woman and her seven sons. This is one of the stories that depict the level that Churban Beis HaMikdash had come to. There was a woman and she had seven sons. Asua Kamal, the Kamei Kesar. They brought her in front of the Kesar. Amrulei, the Kesar turns to the family and he says, I want you to be Oved Avodah Zarah. They said, we're not going to be Oved Avodah Zarah. So he called the first son first. And he said, Plach L'Avodah Zarah. He said, I should worship Avodah Zarah. It says in the Torah, Anoichi Hashem Alekecha. How can I be Oved Avodah Zarah? Afku says the Gemara B'Katlu. And they killed him. Then they brought this woman's second son. Amrulei, they told him, Plach L'Avodah Zarah. Amrulei, so he turns and he said, Kasav B'Torah. It says, Lo Yiyah L'cho Elihim Acheru Ma'ponai. You expect me to be over the second of the Ten Commandments, I'm not going to do it. Afku v'katlu, they went ahead and they killed him. Asyu le'idach, then they brought the third son. Amalei, they told him, Plach l'avodis kechavim. Amalei, he told him, Kasav HaTorah, it says, Zoyveach lo Elohim yachra. You expect me to do this? Afku v'katlu. Asyu le'idach, they brought the fourth son. Amalei, they told him, Plach l'avodis zorah. Amalei, he told him, it says in the Torah, Le'ishtacha ve'le'elacha. They killed him too. Then they brought the fifth son. And they said, Plach l'avodis kechavim. Amalei, he said, it says in the Torah, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elikeinu, Hashem Echad. You expect me to violate that? Afku v'katlu. They brought the sixth son. Amalei, they told him, Plach l'avodah zarah. Bow down to l'avodah zarah. Amalei, so he told him. It says in the Torah, V'yodata ayoyim. V'ashi v'yisa l'vavecha ki Hashem hu elikim v'ashamayim imav v'alo'oretz b'tochas. Einoy, you expect me to be oyver avodah zarah? Afku v'katlu. Asyu l'idach. So then they brought the seventh son. Amalei, they told him, Plach l'avodah z'kechavim. Amalei, we told him. Kasav v'atayra, it says in the Torah. Es Hashem hemarta ayoyim. Liyos lecha leilokim, v'ashem hemircha hayoyim, liyos leila amsegula. And he explained as follows, a little Torah Shebal Peh. He said, Kfar nishbanu l'akodesh baruch hu, she'en anu maviru moysa de lachar. We as a nation swore to Hashem that we'll never change, we'll never swap HaKadosh Baruch Hu for El Acher. V'af hu nishbalonu, she'en maviru islanu b'macheres. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu swore to us that he's never going to switch us either for another umar. I'm not going to do it. So the Kesa turned to the seventh son. And he tells him, Ishtiloch gushbanka. You know what? I'll tell you what. I'll meet you halfway. I'm going to take my ring and I'm going to drop it in front of the Avodah Zarah. All I want you to do is to be gochin. Bend down. Shaklei. Pick it up. Ki heichi the lemru kabel alei hurman of the malka. The optics will be good. You, in your mind, are never bowing down to the Avodah Zarah. That's all. You do that, I'm going to spare you. Amalei told him, Chaval alach keser, chaval alach keser. Al kovid atzmecha kach. Look how much kovid you think you need to have. You can't even fagin me to walk away now. You need me at the very least to bow down in front of you just to give you that little bit of kovid. I'm dealing with the kovid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't you realize how sensitive I have to be to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kovid? If your Narish HaKavod is so valuable, Kvod HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Alachas Kama V'Kama, says the Gemara, Fkula Mikdalei, they took him out, they were going to kill him. Amuli Ime, the mother just watched her six sons executed, and now they're about to take her seventh son. So she runs out and she says, Yohavu Na'alivi Nashke Porta, do you mind if I give my child one last kiss before you kill him? Amrulai. So they said, yeah, it's fine. So she brings her son next to him, and she whispers into his ear. She says, Bonai, my son, Luchu V'Imru La'Avram Avichem, I want you to go to Avram Avinu, our Zeda, and tell him as follows, quote your mother, Ato akadatom mizbeach echad, you were makriv one child on the Akedah, v'ani akadati shiva mizbechais, and I gave not one Akedah, but seven Akedahs. Sheva Mizbechais. Afi also the Gag. After they killed her seven sons, she went up to the Gag, the Naflu Mesa, and she jumped off and she died. Yatzis of Basko, the Amra Basko came out and said, Eima Bonim Samecha. A very moving Gemara, a very beautiful Gemara. I just want to take out one point in this Gemara. The seventh son turns to the Kesar, and he told him a whole shtickle Torah. He said, it says, Hashem hem marta hayoim liyos l'chalei loikim, v'Hashem hem mircha hayoim liyos l'chalei l'amsegula. What does hemarta mean? What does hemircha mean? Rashi says in Chumash, he says, Ein le tevazu eid b'mikra. There's no other place where you find this word. And he tanks the pasuk. He says, Kfar nishbanu l'kadosh baruch she'enonu mavirin oisei be'el achar. Va'af hu nishbalonu she'en mavir oisonu b'um acheres. HaKadosh Baruch Hu swore that he's never going to change Klal Yisrael, that we will always be the nation. The truth is, there's a Gemara, Mei inyan le'inyan ba'oisei inyan, in Masechtas Brachas, Av Zayin Amad Aleph. The Gemara says as follows, Om Rab Yoichan Om Yishom Rab Yoisei, Shalei Shedvar Mikish Moshe Lufnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'nasam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu davened for three things. He asked Hashem three things, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him all three. Bike Shetishra Shechina Al Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu davened that the Ebeshter should be Shoyra Hashchina on Klal Yisrael. V'nasam, Hashem gave it to him. Shenemav Haloi Belechtecha Yimanu. This was after the Chet Ha'egel. Bike Shaloi Tishra Shechina Aloi V'dekechavim. Then Moshe Rabbeinu said another tefillah. He said, Ebeshter, you're going to be Shoyra the Shechina on Klal Yisrael. It's gewaldic. But I want another thing. I want you not to be Mashra Shechina Asoi on the Ebekechavim V'nasam Aloi. And he got it. Shenemav, because the Pasuk says, V'neflinu Ani V'amecha. And finally, Bike Shaloi Diyo Drachav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'nasam Aloi Shenemav. The Gemara goes ahead. The three things Moshe Rabbeinu davened for. He davened that there should be Shechina. He davened v'neflinu aniva amecha, that the Shechina shouldn't be shoira on the Umay Sa'olam. And then he davened hoidieni noas drachecha. When were these tefillahs recited? It was all after the Chet Ha'egel. The Sfarim HaKadoshim say, Chassam Soifin Torah, Moshe says, Ke'ein this. But the idea is expressed in the Sfarim HaKadoshim, and that is, that why is it here, after the Chet Ha'egel, that Moshe Rabbeinu davened, V'neflinu aniva amecha, that make sure that not only does the Shechina come back to Klal Yisrael, but that you're not going to be Mashra Shechina on the Umay Sa'olam. The first tefillah we understand. Moshe Rabbeinu was davening, there was a Chet Ha'egel, everything looked very, very bleak, it looked like it's all going to come to an end, and Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayichau Moshe, is Pnei Hashem, literally with his tefillah, had to save Klal Yisrael. So that we understand, Shetishra Shechina al Yisrael, that's the Vayichau Moshe. But he added a tefillah. He said, not only should you be Shayra Shechina on us, but I want to make sure that you're not going to be Mashra Shechina on the Umay Sa'olam, V'neflinu Aniva Amecha, Bikesh Moshe, Shalei Tashra Shechina al Oivdei Kechavim. And the Sfarim HaKadoshim say that Moshe Rabbeinu was never worried. Moshe Rabbeinu never was concerned that maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Mashra Shechina on the Umay Sa'olam. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Hashem swore to them multiple times, we're the chosen nation. And Moshe Rabbeinu never had a havamina that maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to switch us for another nation or even add another nation. There's no one like Klal Yisrael. We're the Bnei Avram Yitzchak ben Yaakov. Oh, but not the Chet Ha'egel. Now Moshe Rabbeinu was already a little insecure. Now he's a little worried. Now he's a little paranoid. He said, how do I know? He said, till now, Klal Yisrael, we were Berum Hamayla. But the Ebeshter took us out of Mitzrayim, and he showed us Nisim and Aflois in Mitzrayim, at the Yamsuf. We had Maimed Har Sinai. We were Zoichet to tremendous Giluyim, and now the Chet Ha'egel? Kadosh Baruch Hu might be thinking that maybe this wasn't the smartest decision. Maybe there's another Ummah that's as good as this Klal Yisrael. He said, Kol kama we hadn't sinned with the Chet Ha'egel. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't worried. Oh, benoch the Chet Ha'egel, v'neflinu aniv ha'mecha. Now Moshe Rabbeinu added a tefillah. He said, it's not enough, Ebeshter, I need a promise from you that it doesn't matter how low Klal Yisrael stoops. It doesn't matter where we go to. You have to promise that we're always going to be together. Zok Tichsam Soif in a tshuva. That's where this seventh son in a drasha. That's where the seventh son knew. That's where he knew about the Shvuah. Kvar nishbanu l'kodesh baruch hu she'enonu mavir noise be'elachev. Af hu nishbalonu she'emavro yisonu u'macheres. Because Moshe Rabbeinu davened for it, and Eivishna answered Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah. It was one of the three tefillahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered. Either way, this was the machshava. The machshava is Parshas Bechukaisa. You have the toichacha and all the terrible klolos of Parshas Bechukaisa. So k'tayt hachamina, that what happens? Maybe if we're going to be so low, we're mamish deserving of the most horrible and the most terrible of things. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to switch us for another nation. Maybe we're going to lose out. Maybe it's not going to be Klal Yisrael anymore. Right after the Parshas of the toichacha, we get the greatest of all nechamas. You know what the chama is? If you have something that's kodesh, Yisrael kedoshim heim, kedushas hagov, says the Torah, koil asher yitam imenu l'Hashem yir kodesh. Lo yachlifenu v'lo yomir oisai. There's a iser tmura. Two lavin. Lo yachlifenu v'lo yomir oisai. We know the Eibishter keeps the Torah. Toiv b'ra, ira b'toiv. It doesn't matter if we're toiv and the other nation is ra, or chalila, we're in a place where we're ra and the other is Toiv. We're always going to be Kaidish. And that's the juxtaposition. That's the smichos. Right after the Toichacha, you know what the Eibishter told us? There could be inquisitions and expulsions, and there could be gas chambers, and there could be concentration camps. But at the end of the day, one promise we have, Nishba HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kfar Nishbanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this child saw this in the darkest of months. This was one of the worst days in the history of the world, where this woman and her seven sons, one of those moving stories in the Gantz Torah Shabbat, but at the same time, he was able to say with a clarity that one thing I'm telling you, if you think this is the end of us, you're crazy. We're not going anywhere. Kvar nishba kodesh baruch hu she'enonu mavir noise be'lachar, v'av hu nishba lonu she'en mavir oisonu u'macheres. Perhaps that's the chizuk, that's the nechama. Right after the toichacha, we have the parasha of Tmura.